For we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. But when the kindness of God our Savior and His love for mankind appeared, He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7.
Two great miracles stand at the very heart and center of the gospel. The first is justification, whereby condemned criminals are made right in the eyes of a holy and righteous judge. The second is regeneration, whereby malicious, enslaved, and hateful sinners are transformed into lovers of God and man. Either directly or indirectly, these two miracles appear everywhere in the New Testament. They are absolutely foundational to a proper understanding of both the gospel and the Christian life. Yet, even among genuine believers, there is much confusion and ignorance regarding these precious and soul-liberating truths. The pages that follow are an attempt to set forth in clear biblical light the nature and characteristics of justification and regeneration. To do this, we must first consider in chapter 1 why it is that all men stand in such desperate need of these two divine acts. This will involve a discussion of both the objective guilt and the internal corruption caused by sin. Because all men are guilty and corrupted by sin, there is a great moral dilemma standing in the way of man's salvation. How can a righteous God justify unrighteous sinners without becoming unjust himself? Chapter 2 examines this dilemma and the method by which divine wisdom has solved it through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. In chapter 3, the nature and characteristics of justification are then explored in light of seven truths about justification that are set forth in Scripture. The Bible has a great deal to say about regeneration. In an attempt to get a clear view of what regeneration is, we will examine 9 biblical descriptions of this great miracle in chapters 4 through 13. Each description views the same glorious reality from a different angle, while illuminating different facets of it. In chapter 14, both justification and regeneration are considered in terms of the larger categories of law and grace set forth in the New Testament. And finally, in the concluding chapter, both are considered as part of the even greater overarching reality of our being in Christ. Christianity is Christ. Every spiritual blessing is found in Him, including all the blessings of justification and regeneration, and no spiritual blessing exists apart from Him. Throughout this book, many important scriptures have been assigned to footnotes, and these are placed at the bottom of each page for easy reference. Charles Leiter.